The next patient is Sylvia Jackson. The last name is J-A-C-K-S-O-N. First name is Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 67-year-old African-American female that has a kidney transplant. Period. The underlying disease was focal segmental glomerular sclerosis with nephrotic syndrome. Period. The patient hasn't had any relapse. She continues to have excellent kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1. The BUN is between 10 and 15, and the estimated GFR is more than 60 mLs per minute. Period. The patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria, no activity in the urinary sediment. Period. The patient is supposed to follow a low sodium diet, and we emphasize on that. Number two, arterial hypertension that is out of control. The diastolic blood pressure is in the 90s, and I discovered that the patient has been using potato chips in a significant amount. The patient was explained about the relationship about salt, fluid retention, and hypertension. This, along with the ice cream, has to be stopped in order to lose at least 10 pounds. And get a blood pressure under control. Following number, the patient has a kidney transplant that is functioning well. The patient at one time had BK virus. The immunosuppression is the immunosuppression was manipulated. The patient got stable and continues to be in a stable condition. She continues to take Envarsus 4 milligrams every day. The program level is pretty close to 5, period. Continue to take the Bactrim period. We are going to continue the close follow-up. Following number. Diabetes mellitus type 2 that has a well control of the hemoglobin, 1A1C. Which is 6.5%. Following number, the patient is overweight, and she was advised to follow a low sodium diet, plant-based diet, decrease the amount of protein and decrease the fluid intake to 1,500 cc in 24 hours. Following number, the patient has hepatitis C that was treated with Mavyret, M-A-V-Y-R-E-T, successfully. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months, and we will send copies of this to Tampa.